How are you doing in Croatia?
Very good. The sun is shining.
You have moved there this year, is that right?
No, actually, we're kind of we rather than kind of moved here, we're still a London-based band, but we kind of spend a lot of time here. I do a lot of writing and recording here.
Yeah, why is that? What is special about this place to you?
Oh, it's nice. I think being by the sea and having that amount of space in front of you is, you know, can be pretty inspirational. Obviously, in London, kind of space is a luxury that a lot of people, including me, Mariana, don't have. You know, so it's nice being here and just kind of being able to take a second to look out. I have nothing to distract you.
So you're directly by the sea?
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I'm looking at it now. You can see it from the window.
I imagine that's quite beautiful.
It's pretty nice.
Better than being in London.
Where it's normally a brick wall when you open the window.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Is there anything special about Christmas in Croatia? Is there any traditions that you will observe while you're there?
Most of my traditions will involve watching things like Muppet's Christmas Carol and The Wonderful Life. I watched Gremlins last night, Planes, Trains and Automobiles. I just watch a lot of films, to be honest, and that remind me of Christmas. But in terms of in Dubrovnik, they like to sing here. They have kind of traditions of carols, traditional carol singing. So we'll see a bit of that, I'm sure.
That brings me to the new record that you put out. First song I would like to talk about is Trying to Be a Slightly Better Person. I realized it's full of sort of New Year's resolutions, which one may or may not try to fulfill. Are you that kind of person who tries to do something every year?
And then fails miserably, yeah.
Yeah, most of us do.
pretty much sums me up, yeah. To be honest, with that song, we kind of obviously there's a lot of tongue in cheek there, and we did want to release it kind of as a kind of double A side with I'd Murder to Have You Back. I'd Murder to Have You Back being a kind of has a kind of Christmassy vibe. I don't know, maybe
really?
The words aren't particularly Christmassy.
I didn't pick that up.
It feels to me a bit Christmassy. It certainly does to Marianne. And we thought about releasing that and trying to be a better person as the kind of New Year kind of B-side, you know. We went with a different song instead. Yeah, but it's fairly close to the truth in terms of I am often striving to be slightly better.
Yeah, so you will never have to do that again. You can just point people to this song and say, I tried and I can give up now.
Exactly.
You're on record now.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, mostly, you know, it's a blessing and a curse, kind of putting things down, you know, in words, you know, so that people can't just point you back to that's what you said there.
I think you have a quite personal way of writing lyrics, so that maybe apply to you a bit more than others, I guess.
Certainly with the Penny Black Remedy, most of the lyrics are very much kind of personal, but more often than not, kind of with a self-deprecating kind of slant. You know, I try not to, I don't know, I'd like to say I try not to take myself too seriously, but I think a lot of the songs are about fairly serious subjects. And but I think my way of dealing with them is to try and make fun of them and to try and laugh at them. And so because I think it would be uncomfortable for myself and for the audience if I was to sing in a very serious kind of personal way all the time. I think that's kind of sometimes too much. And I think people who I like a lot, other songwriters, Leonard Cohen, for example, are very funny, actually, you know, and you know, they have a kind of, people kind of perceive them as being kind of miserable, you know. But actually, if you listen to his lyrics specifically, you kind of will find yourself laughing a lot.
It's about the gray areas, I think.
Yeah, and I think it kind of allows you to kind of embrace the subject a little bit more than you would have had it just been in a very serious way.
Coming back to you writing and your style, when I look at the credits in the booklet, it almost looks like it could be a solo record. You do quite a lot. You play a lot of instruments. What is the difference between your solo record and this one? And how do you align songs to one or the other project?
The solo stuff that I do, lyrically, it's very different. They're much more kind of fictitious, narrative based, little vignettes, you know, little stories in and of themselves. Whereas the Pain About Remedy is much more of kind of from a personal kind of viewpoint. And the other thing is that they're very much just me. I record everything. And Mariana comes and will do a bit of the vocals, back vocals, and on or a song called Overly Familiar on that last solo album, we sang a duet together. But the Pain About Remedy ones is very much... the writing is very much a kind of solo effort, but the kind of performing of them is very much a kind of team effort. And I think it's kind of, we like to bring in other people to play the songs with. I think it gives them a very different vibe from the solo things when it's a very almost tunnel vision, if you know what I mean.
Do you need other people to brighten the mood when you write these rather dark lyrics sometimes?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just on my own. It's easier to be darker, but and with other people, it's kind of like it's maybe good to have a leash around my neck, just to save me from myself, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
When I listen to the new record after a couple of spins, I realized there are a couple of songs who somehow could be sung from the same protagonist. It's Dark Outside is the uh-huh. one, and Is It Safe to Say Goodnight is the second one. There's that. Are these from the same person or from the same couple, maybe?
It's definitely from the same paranoid compartment of my brain.
Yeah.
But in terms of character, that's a coincidence.
Okay.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting. When we started the album, we had a lot of songs to record, and it took a while to find the right ones to kind of, we wanted to make something quite cohesive, and it went through various kind of stages in terms of song selection. And I think the songs that we chose for the final kind of thing do have a certain sense of cohesion, which is what we were kind of hoping for, but that took a while.
The question goes actually further, because when I listened to it this morning on my way to work, I realized there's much more than just these two songs. I have a list. I'm going to read which songs I think are kind of coupled together. I'd Murder to Have You Back, Signs of Weakness, This Car Is Gonna Crash. I suddenly realized this might just be a concept album about this couple. I'm almost scared to ask now, since you said it was so personal. Almost a concept album about this depressed man and his partner, which is, it kind of freaked me out, to be honest.
No, it's not. Not at all, actually. Each song is very much of its own thing. And but in terms of me kind of compiling the songs then onto a kind of an album, it was with a, you know, there was a bit of a thought process going into which songs go on, which songs follow which, mood wise, music wise, lyric wise, you know. There definitely wasn't, because those songs weren't written back to back.
Okay. Because I think you even got the chronological order right. I think it works as a story.
Wow, this is amazing. That's like, this has turned into this, that, did you see that documentary about The Shining? You know, the room 237?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I also haven't watched the film with Jack Nicholson, you mean?
Yeah,
I haven't watched that.
Okay, well, if you haven't watched that, I'm not sure which one to watch first. I think watch the film and then the documentary and then watch the film again.
Okay.
And the documentary, it's interviews with a series of people that all have their own kind of different, sometimes wild theories about what Kubrick was alluding to in certain scenes. And there's all these conspiracy theories that kind of come out of it. And but I'm enjoying this conspiracy theory about this album. It never occurred to me. I like it. I'll run with it. Let's do it.
Now that I told you, you can never unhear it, and exactly. I can never unhear it as well.
I'm going to start telling people it was intentional.
Yeah. Because it starts as this kind of breakup song at the beginning, and in the end, the guy is just alone and probably either singing to himself or his dog, which we don't know.
Yeah, holy moly, you're on something there. It's amazing. I'm going to tell Mariana that she's going to be loving this.
I'm just glad that it was not intended that way, because it was
maybe a little scary.
Yeah, scary and dark. Because when I first heard the record, I thought, yeah, this is a bit darker than the previous ones. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to it again and thought, oh no, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Then it hit me and I thought, oh no, it is dark after all. Oh no. So it was a real up and down with this one for me.
But that's great. I'm hoping that will make people listen to it more often, you know. Or maybe not everybody's kind of as brave as you. Maybe people will listen to it once and go, no, I'm not going back there. It's too much.
Yeah, it just suddenly hit me. It was very fascinating. This rarely ever happens.
Yeah.
I try to think of good questions, obviously, and now. I think, yeah, now I've got it. I've got something to talk about now.
I wish we had spoken before we released the album. It's going to be part of the press release.
So let's talk a bit about next year and your touring plans and whatever. What is in store for your fans?
Well, we want to release 70 Years in March as a single. And we have got a couple of shows booked in London to play. We've got a show in Norway booked that we're going to play. So we're now just kind of putting together some dates in other places around those kind of core dates. But what we're kind of hoping is to, we would very much like to kind of actually work our way up the Croatian coast into Slovenia, Austria, Germany, Switzerland. So that's kind of in the planning stages just now. So we're kind of hoping to do that in the early summer, though, around kind of June, when we'll be starting to play the odd festival kind of here and there. We've got a couple of things lined up in the summer as well. So it's just kind of piecing these things together. So in January, February, before that, we are going to start rehearsals for the next album.
Already?
Yeah, the songs are written. The track listing's almost basically done. So I've got a pretty good idea of what I want from that as well. So still rehearse in January and record in February. That's the plan.
So it's going to be another concept album, I guess.
It is now. It is now that you mentioned it.
You can always ask me about my opinion when you somehow.
I'll send you it in advance, and you can.
I'll tell you what it is about. We're very much looking forward to seeing you again live.
Yeah, we really are excited about the prospect about coming back to Switzerland. We've been twice and had a great time both times. Both times were fantastic, actually, great experiences.
Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and all that stuff.
Have a fantastic Christmas, Happy New Year, and don't listen to the album too much.
No.
Just in case you go mad before New Year.